Did either one of you guys get a topic list or anything, or are we just gonna wing it here?
I got some shit.
Okay.
I think we'll just talk about some good shit for the little time that we have you. Let's talk about that Blake Lively good, green, modern, terrible.
Yeah, what's that about, huh?
You know what article I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, where some anonymous representative said that Blake Lively is good in the movie, but the movie is terrible. So,
Yeah.
seems to contradict what all the fanboys are saying, but that's okay.
Well, of course, the fanboys aren't going to say it's dog shit.
Yeah, but it's like they're all saying that Blake Lively looks wooden. I don't think we can judge yet. She only had like two lines in the trailer, and that's not even probably finished footage, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little unfair for her.
Yeah.
I mean,
Both sides are getting worked up over nothing right now, really.
true. So you guys don't buy it?
It seems not legit to me because no one was really named as the source other than a representative, so.
I don't think anybody wants to be the one that was talking shit either.
Yeah.
Yeah. Say
Maybe it
it
looks
turns out
like.
to be a mega hit and they were the one talking all that shit.
Yeah. Then they look like buttholes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have nothing to add to that. I mean, that's pretty much what it is.
Bunch of
We
cocksuckers.
can segue into this and say it was probably Matthew Vaughn because he's getting everybody worked up now.
Yeah, I know you wanted to talk about it.
He said that if you saw one article recently, he said something about it doesn't matter what origin they go with because it's never the same in the comics. So he's basically saying it doesn't matter what the fans think, it's what he wants to make as his own movie.
It's not Kick-Ass. You can't do that.
Yeah.
Don't know. I think it's gonna bomb.
Which,
His X-Men movie.
even the pictures they've been releasing looks like shit.
Yeah, and this has been several sources too that have claimed that there's been trouble with production.
Oh, really?
It's a shame because the kind of 60s vibe that they were, I guess, trying to achieve sounded
Yeah.
like a cool idea, but it just seems, I don't know. Like some person, I think, compared it to Austin Powers when you
Yeah,
look
I
at
saw
it,
someone say that too.
and I have to kind of agree with them. It looks just, I don't know, a little corny.
It does. It looks completely cheesy. Like when they cast McAvoy and Fassbender, I was thinking, okay. And then now that I actually saw it, I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, and Matthew Vaughn was trying to say that he hated that leaked picture with all of them together on that first teaser image we got.
Yeah.
He said he hated that and he thought it was stupid. It looks like Photoshop and he called it gay or something.
I'd only skimmed over what they were talking about there, but it did seem like, I don't know, there seems to be a lot of miscommunication between Fox and Vaughn and pretty much everyone that's talking about this movie, which
Yeah.
doesn't bode well for it, I think.
No, that's not a good sign.
It's been rushed from day one, though, so I'm not really that surprised that they're having problems.
And it's coming out before Green Lantern, even.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah, I think June 3rd, something like that.
And Green
June 6th.
Lantern was in production a hell of a lot longer.
Yeah, so this one, it just seems rushed, like you said, Nick.
It's what Lantern comes out what, July 22nd?
17th, June 17th.
Oh, June 17th. I thought it was July.
He's all over
Yeah.
And I think X-Men is out either the 3rd or the 6th.
Of June?
Yeah,
I
that's what
thought it
it's
was
saying.
May that it came out.
Six, what's 6? Is that June?
I don't know.
I think it has.
Yeah, 6 is June.
I think that's what it's
5
saying.
is May.
I should know that my birthday's in June. Wow.
Shows how much you're paying attention.
Wonder Woman got picked up at NBC.
Yeah, I don't know how to feel about this. I
I think that
mean,
sounds like dog shit.
like, I don't know. I feel like that, like the original show with, was it Linda Carter? I think is her name.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Linda Carter.
Yeah. It worked just for the time. Like it was the right era and it was the right amount of like camp and everything to pull something like that off. Now I think it's just going to be, it's going to be kind of hokey unless you have a big budget, and you just can't do that on a television television budget.
Yeah, in that description it said she's a vigilante crime fighter in L.A. That sounds weird.
Someone said they were going to go with some leather outfit that she wears. It's not even going to be the, like, you know, the her regular.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I think. That's what I put in the article, that there's a new
outfit. Yeah, it was you that said it. Okay, that's right.
Yeah, she got the leather jacket and the black leather pants and.
Yeah, which conveniently just came out in the comics, you know, right before all this stuff started to come up. I think it's just going to be low rent is what it is. I mean, it's David E. Kelly, which, I mean, he did Ally McBeal and shit like that. So I can understand that while it may be written well, even the stories may even be pretty decent, who knows, but I just feel like they're marginalizing it and turning it into something so much more small. Like, it needs to be bigger.
Then the problem is, I think they're worried to take the chance with a female superhero on the big screen. Because even Zack Snyder was saying recently that, you know, heroines, like female heroes, are a really hard sell still.
Yeah.
When he was promoting Sucker Punch, he was talking about that.
Yeah, he's probably even – that's a hard sell still too, that Sucker Punch movie. So
yeah,
Wonder Woman, even though she's like the most famous woman comic character, I still think it will be hard for people to want to go out and actually see that movie. Yeah, even for the TV show, I don't know how many people are actually going to care enough right now to watch it.
The only way I could see a TV show working, it would be like – sort of like a prequel of her on the island before she leaves to like basically sort of like Smallville. I hate to say that, but have it centered on her, and it could be sort of the vibe of like, you know, how that Spartacus TV series is on Stars,
yeah,
where it's all or that 300 look. I think you could pull something like that off, but.
I think that to really do her properly, she'd be better off on like an HBO or something if you're going that route.
Yep. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Something
even like HBO or Showtime or something.
Yeah.
Either or, I think. Or even AMC would be good because they're kind of edgy.
Yeah.
I think it would work better, which is on, how do you say it, Themyscira?
Hmm.
Or where she's from. And she's got her monsters and other Greek goddesses and stuff. I think that would play way better than her fighting burglars in Los Angeles.
And you could totally sell that in today, like right now, because, you know, with HBO's got the Game of Thrones series coming out. Stars has a new, I think it's Stars has Camelot. It's all this like sword and sorcery, and, you know, it's all very supernatural stuff. So I think something like that would fit right in on cable TV.
I think so too.
Yeah, it would play much better there than on NBC.
But unfortunately, I think what we're going to get is some sort of
maybe something like I'm watching right now is The Cape.
Yeah, something like that.
I like The Cape though. It's kind of campy, kind of fun, but The Cape's not going to last long either, probably.
I haven't had a chance to watch it, and what I've seen of it, it didn't really interest me too much.
I haven't seen it either.
I should at least give it a shot, but I just haven't had a chance to do it.
Yeah, it reminds me a lot of the Flash TV show.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's a good analogy. It has that same sort of vibe.
It's almost dark, but it's not quite. It's still kind of hokey and campy.
Yeah. Kind of lighthearted.
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger might come back to movies, which is awesome.
Yeah, I have no problem with it. I was just thinking about this earlier today because the Sci-Fi Channel was showing Total Recall.
Sweet.
And I was watching it, and I feel like
I wonder if he'll show up in that Total Recall remake now that he's back in acting.
Maybe
that'd be kind of cool to have a little cameo in there if he was into it.
He could rip Colin Farrell's head off in the movie.
That'd be great because I don't like the fact that Colin Farrell's doing it.
Yeah.
Why ruin a fucking wicked classic like that?
Yeah, it's already, it's like, and it's not even, that's the thing is, yes, it's a classic, but it's also not that old.
It was made in the 80s?
It was made in 1990, I think it came out.
See, that's not even classic yet, quite yet.
It's still a classic.
Yeah.
It's like RoboCop's a classic.
Oh, absolutely.
It shouldn't be remade, though.
Spider-Man shouldn't have been rebooted, but we're getting that, too.
Yeah, whoop-de-doo.
The only thing that's worked out good with a reboot like that is the Batman franchise.
True.
Yeah,
James Bond and Batman.
James Bond? Fuck yeah. I can't wait for that.
The third one.
Bond always seems to bounce back. It's just like the character. It's just no matter what happens.
You can't keep Bond down.
Yeah.
You guys hear about James Cameron setting the dates for Avatar 2 and 3?
No, I didn't.
Number 2 is going to be Christmas 2014. Number 3 is Christmas 2015.
What?
2015. Yeah.
2014.
Yeah.
Jesus.
There you go.
How far away is it? That's fucking...
3 years, 4 years.
4 years? What? I'm fucking... I don't know, that's too much thinking. That guy's such a... he obviously doesn't believe what George Lucas believes. No. The world's going to end in 2012. Did you read that article?
Yeah, I did. I saw it.
I thought that was hilarious. I don't know if I even believe that, but still pretty funny.
You know, I think some people are making a connection, but considering it was Seth Rogen, and if this conversation was really taking place... I'm pretty sure that Seth Rogen was probably getting George Lucas high.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch the Family Guy Star Wars shit on Blu-ray?
I haven't seen the latest one yet.
I got the trilogy, right? And there's this behind the scenes thing where Seth MacFarlane, the creator, he gets to sit down and interview George Lucas. People don't realize how hilarious George Lucas is. he's a complete goofball. He's completely sarcastic. So I think maybe if he did talk to Seth Rogen, maybe he was being totally serious just to fuck with his head.
Yeah.
Just because he thinks he probably thought this guy's a fucking retard. I'm going to screw with him.
Yeah, he might have been doing that.
I could totally see it after seeing that thing with Seth MacFarlane, because they were kind of throwing shit back at each other, him and MacFarlane, because MacFarlane was telling him how big of a Star Wars fan he is and that. And he's like, yeah, I like Family Guy too, but I don't buy your DVDs. He's like, I just TiVo all your shit. He's like, I don't pay for any of it. And then MacFarlane's like, well, I've bought all your Star Wars stuff. He's like, yeah, good for you. I only TiVo yours. He's like, I like it. I just don't pay for it.
It's
hilarious because he's so fucking rich.
Yeah. Lucas was on The Daily Show. I guess it's probably been like 6 months ago or so. And... John Stewart just basically called him out and was just like, what the fuck, man? Can you explain the past, like, decade of what you've done? And he said something about Jar Jar Binks, and he was like, what? Kids love Jar Jar Binks. You guys don't. It's not my fault. Get over it. he was pretty much like, yeah, movie still made like $500-600 million in the US. I don't care.
Good for him.
Yeah. I kind of respected him even more then. It was just like, all right, fine. He just really just doesn't care. He's like, screw you. you keep giving me your money, so who's the stupid one in this part?
He did what he wanted to do, and he even said that from the start.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to tell you the truth. I wasn't making this for you. I was making this shit for me. Yeah. I was making this shit because I wanted to see it. I don't give a fuck what you want to see. And if you happen to see it as well, good for you. I'm already rich.
He's, if you look at I think it's on the Star Wars DVD special features for the original trilogy. There's a part where he's talking about right before he starts to write the first movies. And he just straight up says right there, he's like, you know, basically what it was is I just done this other movie that nobody liked or nobody went and saw. So I just wanted to see if I could make the most profitable, merchandisable, like, you know, like I just the most mainstream movie possible in America. Basically, he's just like, I want to see if I can make a movie that I could make tons of money off of. So I'm surprised anyone thinks that that's still not how he feels about it. It's like, of course, he's still just going. He's going to milk this thing until it's dead. So just deal with it.
Yeah, I concur.
Anyway, crazy George Lucas.
He's awesome.
Let's see, where are we at?
I'm kind of just randomly going through. Warner Brothers wants to reboot Lethal Weapon.
I'll let you guys say that for say your stuff first.
Blasphemy.
If it doesn't have Danny Glover or Mel Gibson, then it's not Lethal Weapon.
I love the first two.
Yeah, I was pretty much going to say.
That's my favorite one, the one with Joe Pesci in it.
This is just, the only way I can describe this is pure grade A horseshit.
Yeah.
Like, just, it
doesn't make any sense at all.
No, it doesn't. It's a cash grab, and it pisses me off, and it just makes me, want to, like, punch Joel Silver in the face.
Biggest studio in the world has to reboot fucking Lethal Weapon? What the fuck?
Yeah.
They're not making enough money right now?
Yeah. I think there will be enough fans of the old one that this one will probably be a bomb if it goes through.
Oh, it'll probably make money, and it'll make, like, it'll make shitty money because they'll make it just marketable enough and just mainstream enough that the idiots out there will go out there and see it. But it won't have any of the heart, anything else. It'll just be called Lethal Weapon. I guarantee you it'll become something completely different because they're not going to just reboot the entire story and do the same thing over again.
They're just going to take off on its coattails.
Yeah, they'll just put some new stupid spin on it to make it fresh.
So that they can piggyback off of it.
Yeah.
I think just recently I watched the other guys, and that seemed like the closest thing you could get to a Lethal Weapon kind of something like that.
A completely goofy Lethal Weapon, but yeah.
Yeah.
That movie's hilarious. Like the tuna and the shark thing.
Yeah.
Does that go the way you thought it was?
What's that? What? What?
What'd you say, Matt?
What?
What?
I give up.
Matt.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Where were we?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out where Matt is. It's like playing Where's Waldo on a microphone.
Let's see. We talked about X-Men First Class. Did we want to talk any more about that?
X-Men First Class sounds like dog shit.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about that. What about WB deciding not to put any commercials during the Super Bowl?
Yeah, what's that all about?
They said, I saw one interview, it said they thought it was just a waste of money. It's not going to help the film either way.
It's kind of true, actually. I kind of have to hand it to them there.
Yeah, I think it's $3 million for one spot or something.
Oh, yeah, fuck, they pay $2 or $3 million.
See, the thing is I have to agree, and the main thing is it comes from my personal experience. When the Super Bowl is going on, I'm at a friend's Super Bowl party that we all go to, all, you know, my group of friends, we all go watch the game. So you're standing around a TV, you're watching the game. As soon as the commercial's on, you're doing something else. You know, like we're all just hanging out playing beer pong or doing something like that. We're not paying any attention to what's on the TV unless it's the game.
Yeah.
Any of the movie previews that I usually catch online after the fact.
Yeah, because they'll be up right after that. So
it's Yeah. Well, somebody will bootleg them online, and then they'll end up releasing an HD copy like the day after or something. So
yeah,
no one gives a shit. I can only imagine what Marvel's paying to have Captain America trailer on there.
And Thor.
Fuck, they must be paying thick for that. Because it's going to be at least a minute and a half trailer. They're going to be paying like fucking $5-6 million probably for both those trailers.
I sit on my daddy's lap during the commercials.
Probably at least that much, if not more. And it's only during one fucking program. That's nuts.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Did you say you sit on your daddy's lap during the commercials?
Yeah.
Where the hell did that come from?
You were just talking about what you do with your friends during the commercials. I usually go with my dad's and watch it there.
Okay.
And you sit on his lap.
Yeah. He'd bounce me up and down like on a rocking horse.
Okay, fair enough.
I thought you had to go at 10.
Oh, I didn't realize. I do need to rush off of here, guys. I had fun. Let's get a full hour next week.
Go sit on your daddy's lap. He'll rock you to sleep. All right. Good talking to you, buddy.
All right. We'll see you guys next week.
All right.
All right.
Later.
Yo.
Yep. Okay.
What a weirdo our friend Matt Rape is.
I think we pretty much covered everything. Oh, no, actually, we haven't covered the one.
Biggest news.
Yeah.
The one. Anne Hathaway is Cat. Well, is Selena Kyle.
Yeah.
And fuck's his name?
Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy. I don't know why I spaced out on that. Is Bane. What the fuck, eh? I've been wanting to talk to you about this because I haven't had a chance.
Yeah, this is interesting. I don't know how. I mean,
I was really shocked. I was really thinking Talia, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
I still kind of think she might be in there. I don't know, but
I feel like. Well, remember they were talking about? I think I was discussing this with Jamie. They mentioned, you know, back when they were saying that all these women were auditioning for this part.
There's two female leads.
Yeah, and they said there was one was a villain and one was the romantic lead. So I'm wondering, and like everyone's automatically saying Catwoman, but as far as I know, the news that came out was she was playing Selena Kyle.
Yeah, it specifically said in the press release, Selena Kyle didn't say anything about Catwoman.
And it makes me wonder, I mean, you had a movie, I mean, The Dark Knight was almost something similar. We didn't see Two-Face until the very last moments of the film. You know, it was, he played Harvey Dent. So are we going to see sort of an origin of Catwoman, or are they going to omit that altogether and that we could still see Talia show up? I don't know. This is, it's really interesting to see what's going on here, especially with Bane.
Yeah.
Bane of all people.
Isn't Bane a big dumb retard?
Well, no. I mean, he's had an up and down, like, character in the comics. Like, he's gone from being like he originally was sort of a genius level intellect with this superhuman ability with the steroids, and that's what made him a threat to Batman, was like he was on par with Batman's intellect, but then they turned him into just like the, you know, the big guy that came in and just hit everyone. So it's kind of interesting to see, like, maybe the the Hugo Strange rumors could be meshed with the Bane character in a way, because both the characters know Bruce Wayne is Batman.
Bane does? How does Bane know?
Yeah. Well, that was the original story. What Bane did in the comic book in his first story was he let all of Batman's villains out of Arkham. So like the Joker, the Riddler, all his entire rogues gallery was set loose, and he had to fight all of them and defeat all of them. And then once that was over with, or through the battles, Bane would watch what would happen, and he finally deduced that Bruce Wayne was Batman. And when Batman had defeated all the other people, Bane showed up at the house, and that's when he breaks his back, and there was that whole story in the 90s of, like, Batman was out of commission for, like, a year and a half. But the character Bane knows that Bruce Wayne is Batman, and Hugo Strange knows that he's Batman, so I'm wondering if they're going to mesh the character together, maybe? Or
I thought the Hugo Strange thing was probably just total BS.
I still think the Hugo Strange stuff was probably people mistaking the video game plot for the movie.
Yeah, that's what I think, too.
Just because, I mean, I don't know, we might hear more.
It was extremely coincidental if that is the case.
Yeah. but as far as that goes, I mean, I don't know how he's going to play this. I can kind of get there in my head, like, how he's going to do this.
Did you ever see Hardy and Bronson?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's fucking massive.
He's crazy as hell, too, in that movie.
Oh, yeah. He's sitting there dancing in his little insane asylum, and then he just goes up and, like, strangles someone.
Yeah.
And you're like, whoa, what just happened? He just, like, strangles someone to death.
I'm laughing.
Then he gets completely butt-ass naked and fights, like, six guards and beats the shit out of all of them.
Yeah, I really love that scene where he has the one guy comes in, and he's just yelling at him, and he's, like, telling him to put he's saved up all the butter. And he's having the guy butter him down, and you realize he knows what's coming. He knows all these guys are coming after him to just beat the hell out of him, so he's making himself just hard to get a grab hold of, just so he can just start kicking the crap out of him. It's great.
Oh, he was huge, too, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck, was he ever big. Imagine him doing Bane like that size.
Yeah, I can certainly see, especially, you know, keeping with the idea of how Nolan has this whole, you know, realism tied into it, I could definitely see how he could turn this character into something really, really interesting. So I have no clue where they're going with it, but I think it's a fantastic idea. It also makes me wonder if they're not going to – I mean, if they're not closing out the story completely – maybe there is that opportunity that they make another three movies down the road, and this is not necessarily something planned, but they're thinking, okay, well, we can leave this in the proper place so we can come back to it later.
The problem with that is how much older are all the people that involved going to be? Like,
well, I think by that I mean that they could include that age what is the word I'm looking for? The age difference into the storyline. Like, you could make it where Bruce is in his, you know, maybe, I don't know, mid-40s, early 50s. It'd be interesting.
Kind of like the Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah.
I've never read it. I just know that he's old.
Yeah, it's
I don't know if it would be as marketable or as interesting, though, that they'd want to do it. Like, Warner Brothers, that is.
Yeah, it depends.
Because I mean, them just seeing, like, okay, Nolan, you do your three movies, and then we'll just wait around and see if you want to come back.
Oh, yeah. I don't mean this is any sort of like this is what they would plan. I just mean that this would be something in their head that, you know, hey, maybe we can come back and revisit the characters, you know, 10 years down the road if Warner Brothers lets us, which I'm sure they would.
Hold on a sec.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Sorry.
I have a phone that's on the wall, and I went to answer it, and the whole fucking thing fell off the wall. I don't even think I hung it up properly. It's just fucking mangled now. Fucking film. Fuck with me. Anywho. if she's not Catwoman, which kind of, I don't know. I have this weird feeling that she's not gonna be.
Yeah, I that's
the fact that Catwoman's really hard to do in a realistic world.
Yeah, well, it depends. I mean, if they take this whole route of perhaps she's a thief.
And, yeah, but that's just too convenient for Nolan.
It is. I don't know.
She's a cat burglar? I just don't buy that. I don't buy him copping out that easily.
But see, that's the thing is what I've come to learn so far is that he seems to make shit work.
He does. Yeah,
even when you don't think when you think that should not work at all. So I have no idea at this point. He kind of it has thrown me for a loop. I wasn't expecting Catwoman.
Hold on a sec. My phone's like going crazy now.
Yeah.
Shut your mouth.
Hi.
Hey.
I love the way that just came out. Just
what?
Shut your mouth. Like, I don't want to hear it.
Hear the rest of the argument?
No, that's all I can hear.
I walk over and the phone is like beep 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 beep, and I'm like, yeah, see what I'm saying? She turns it around and hangs it up. I'm like, ah, fuck. And then she was like, you're a retard, blah blah, and I was like, shut your mouth. Yeah, I couldn't figure it out, but I don't want to hear about it.
Oh, so
I'm thinking that if she's not Catwoman, that Talia's in there for sure.
Yeah, I think this is definitely took a turn for the weird, and not in a bad way. Just like this is
fucking Warner Brothers too. They're going along with Nolan's crazy ninja secretiveness.
Yeah, you can't like even the information he releases, you have to dissect to try and figure out like what the whole deal is with this.
I know, and he likes to mind fuck all the fanboys. Like, oh yeah, check this out. Bane and Selina Kyle, you like that? Now think about it. You know there's gonna be another female lead, but you don't know who. And he's just sitting there laughing. He's like, those stupid fanboys, silly goose.
I was reading earlier about the his like Bane's first appearance in the comics. They're like, apparently you can't find it anywhere, not because it's like it was just one of those comics that nobody paid attention to, I guess, and nobody saved. So it's rare, and I guarantee you it's like now that comic's going to go through the fucking roof because, you know, obviously he's a character in this movie, and it's going to be interesting. He makes a normal choice questionable, and it's like, what the hell's going on?
You know what really fucks me up about this whole thing? Is that fanboys are bitching that Anne Hathaway isn't hot enough for Catwoman.
I disagree.
I completely disagree. That's ridiculous. Half these fanboys probably jerk off to her fucking pictures.
I mean, I could...
She's not hot enough? Get the fuck out of here.
I could see the argument of somebody saying, okay, maybe she seems still a little too wholesome for that character. Because she's definitely played characters that would lend to Selina Kyle. So
she's a good actor.
Yeah. But I think it's that she's known for sort of more, you know, romantic comedies and stuff like that. So it makes me wonder.
Yeah, I just got that Love and Other Drugs from 7-Eleven.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out. It looks pretty good.
But I'm totally for her in the part. I have no problem with it. I don't
Well, everybody fucking had a shit when they announced Heath Ledger was the Joker.
Exactly.
Everybody shit their fucking pants. They were like, whoa, Nolan has no idea what he's doing. What the fuck? Then they saw it and they were like, oh my God, that was fucking amazing.
Yeah, I mean, you look at that. The last time he pulled something like this, it was an Oscar-nominated role or an Oscar-winning role.
Yeah.
So.
Posthumous Oscar win. That shit doesn't happen.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy, right? The other thing I fucking totally almost forgot about was my best bud over at Batman on Film.
Yeah.
Has been saying for the longest fucking time that Catwoman was going to be in this. And I kept thinking, I even said, I don't know how many times, fuck him, he's full of shit, I don't buy it. You know, whatever, whatever, right?
Yeah.
Fucking guy.
Yep.
And he actually has every fucking right to gloat, because he's been saying for a while now, I'm telling you, Catwoman's going to be in there.
Yeah.
And, like, there's the off chance that he was just pulling it out of his ass, but I don't know, dude.
That's a pretty good pull.
Yeah, so I kind of have to give it to him for that. But then he had to go and kick it up a notch and get all cocky again. Goes, I don't know if it was on the forums or in his actual on an actual post, but he said something like, yeah, you know, I kept telling everybody that I figured Cat wanted to be in there, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, pretty much said, I told you so, which he had every right to do. But then he went and said, yeah, and I've also known that Hardy was Bane for a while now. I just couldn't tell anyone.
Aww.
Like, fuck off, you did. Fuck right off, you did. The only people that maybe knew that shit was Deadline when they broke the story.
Yeah.
Back when they broke that Hardy was cast.
Yeah.
They maybe knew, but they were probably sworn to fucking secrecy.
That, or they might have had an idea of, like, maybe one or two characters that it could be.
But they didn't bother to gossip.
Yeah.
Plus, they don't want to burn bridges with Warner Brothers. They get a lot of scoops. They do fucking millions of hits in the scoops they get out of Warner Brothers.
I can only imagine.
Well, yeah, so they're not going to burn that bridge for a couple extra hits one time.
Yeah.
They probably did know, but I just don't buy that he knew that. Who the fuck told him that? Like, the Catwoman thing, good for you. You got it. But the Bane thing, fuck off. Don't go there.
The do we even want to mention the Keanu Reeves information?
Yeah, I was going to say, what the fuck? I didn't even read it, but they're supposedly making more Matrix movies?
Well, if you look at it's been updated on our site as well, but it was updated not long before we went and started recording. It's bull. It's all bull crap. They can't even place Keanu Reeves at the location that he supposedly had a Q&A.
It's, you know what's funny about the whole thing, though? I didn't read too much into it, but just hearing about it, it sounded entirely like something he would say.
Yeah.
It's just like, because he's such a space case already, right? So it just sounded like some spaced out shit that he would tell people.
Well, I know, I'm sure. See, I don't know. The Matrix shit, I can't believe that. I don't think that's happening.
Didn't they totally wrap that series up?
Pretty much.
I haven't watched them in a long time, but from what I remember, there's nowhere else to go with those movies.
This all seems extrapolated from recent news and wishful thinking, and it's like some fan, just some stupid fan.
Bill and Ted Part 3, that's hilarious.
That I think that's probably the most true out of all of them, because they've said that they've been casually talking about doing a third one.
Really?
For Bill and Ted?
Yeah. He's Canadian, eh? No, seriously, he is.
Is he?
Yeah. He's half Lebanese, too. Not even kidding. He's half Lebanese. Fucking weirdo. I don't care how racist that sounds. Fuck you, Keanu Reeves. Fucking space cadet actor. How the fuck did you make it in movies?
Apparently he's supposed to be a super nice guy.
I believe he is. I just think he's a shit-tastic actor. I'm sure he's a super nice guy. Actually, you know what he was good in? Devil's Advocate.
Yeah, Devil's Advocate is a good movie.
Fuck yeah, it is.
I don't know. I like all of his films, but pretty much. I mean, not his romantic comedy crap, but...
No, I don't like those. I just think he's such a spacey weirdo. Actually, I liked him in Street Kings, too.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
And I liked him in that one with Patrick Swayze.
Oh, Point Break?
Fuck yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't know what my problem is. I actually like Keanu Reeves.
See?
I'm just in a bad mood. I just... Fuck you, Keanu Reeves. I'm in a fuck you, Keanu Reeves kind of mood. I think there was more shit we could have covered, but we pretty much did cover everything there was to cover.
Yeah, it's been pretty slow. Box office is just kind of...
I don't care about the box office. No strings attached. Fuck off.
It's friggin' January, so...
Who wants to see that shitty Ashton Kutcher movie?
Well, I mean, if you look at it, too, it's like, okay, it's that movie, The Green Hornet, The Dilemma...
Did you see any of that shit?
No. But then, see, if you look at it, then you have The King's Speech, which is running off of Oscar buzz, True Grit, which is running off of all sorts of award stuff, Black Swan, The Fighter. I mean...
I saw The Fighter. Did you see that?
No, I haven't seen it
yet. Oh, it's fucking good, dude.
I hear it's fantastic.
It was holy shit, was Bale good. Everybody kept saying it, and I was thinking... I kept thinking it was, you know how fanboys? Because he was Batman, so... Pretty much everything he does for the next 10 years, they're going to jump all over.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I thought that's all it really was, because that happens a lot with people like that. But no, he was fucking actually amazing. Like, even fanboys tried to defend his performance in Terminator, and I'm like, no, that was garbage. Don't defend him.
They're even saying, I mean... The Oscar talk that I've seen, they've been talking about Christian Bale possibly winning.
Oh, he needs a best supporting actor. At least a nod. Holy fuck, was he good, dude.
And wouldn't that be kind of, I don't know, kind of eerie, the fact that What's-His-Face won for it? Wouldn't it be? Or no, it wouldn't be back-to-back. No. There was a year in between.
Yeah. But no, he was
2 years in between. Holy shit.
He played a ex-fighter from Boston, crackhead, basically. And fuck, he was so believable that, like, about halfway into the movie, I completely forgot it was Christian Bale.
Yeah, they say he disappears into the role.
He completely does, dude. You just get so lost in watching the movie. Like, he steals the movie.
I heard that he got the Boston, like, lingo down so well that people told him he had to scale it back because people wouldn't understand what he was saying.
Yeah, he took it really hardcore. He was amazing. Like, he sounded more Boston than Wahlberg. And Wahlberg's from Boston.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I haven't seen anything else, though. I haven't seen The Tron or The Yogi Bear or fucking any of that shit. I have True Grit, I just haven't watched it yet.
I saw Tron. Tron was actually, I thought it was pretty good. It wasn't...
You ever seen the first one?
Yeah. I'd say it would be on par with the first one in a lot of ways. The original has, you know, holds a lot of sentimental value and, like, you know, you kind of childhood things. So it seems to have its bars a little higher. But this one was, I mean, it was pretty good. It had all the visuals. It was a lot of fun to watch. The story was fine. It wasn't complicated at all. That was kind of the thing. It was kind of by the numbers. But I would definitely go see more of it. I mean, the effects were fantastic. The 3D, of course, again, I thought kind of took away from it because as I was watching it, all I kept thinking was, wow, this would look 10 times better on my television at home.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because the 3D, at least for me, it seemed like it muted all the color, you know, how they had the blue and the orange kind of color pops on their suits and all that.
Yeah.
It felt for me like it muted all of that stuff a little bit. And I think it would look much more just fantastic, just straight up 1080p.
Stick on a Blu-ray.
Yeah. Oh, the Blu-ray is going to be fantastic. Fantastic. And it's going to be something like you use to demo your stuff.
Sweet.
So yeah, it looks great. And it was I thought it was good. It was interesting. It was a lot of fun. It was a great popcorn flick, and that's all it needed to be for me.
You see Little Fockers or?
No, there's no chance of me seeing Little Fockers.
I don't want to see that shit.
Yogi Bear, no. All the Oscar stuff I'll just see when it comes out.
Black Swan?
Haven't seen it.
I want to see it because I heard that there's a crazy fucking sex scene with Mila
Kunis. Apparently, they do get it on quite a bit in that movie, apparently. And
that's all I want to see it for. I'm sure it's good too, but I want to see it for that.
I want to see True Grit pretty badly. I can't wait to see that.
I have that. I've had it for a while. I've had it for like a month.
You need to watch that, man.
I do. I don't know why I haven't watched it yet. It's just sitting there waiting for me to watch it, and it's fucking like good quality. Such a jackass. That King's Speech, I don't really care to watch.
It looks like it. From what I've seen of it, it looks like it's, you know, one of, you know how, have you seen The Queen?
Yeah.
It seems like it'd be on par with that, where it's just kind of cute, but it's also just sort of, I don't know.
Fucking
it's
boring as hell.
It's for a different generation.
It's for fucking artsy fucking douchebags, I think. It's for the Devin Faraci crowd. Fucking asshole. That guy's such a cunt.
Yeah, I've been reading his tweets lately, and it's just...
Holy fuck, dude. I've been reading his tweets.
All I can think is, why is this person so angry?
I want to meet him, and I want to punch him in his face. He needs it. He really needs a punch in the face. I think that would just straighten him right out. I saw this one, and I was completely disgusted. Like, I don't know if I just took too much offense to it, but it was a bumper sticker idea. It said, while your grandfathers were fighting in World War II, my grandfather was here fucking your grandmothers.
What the fuck?
Yeah, and he retweeted it. It was some other asshole that put it, but he retweeted it, and I was like, that's not funny.
Whatever.
That's completely disrespectful.
I'm pretty much done. I'm stopped following them on Twitter and shit like that. Because
right there, I was like, whoa. I was going to send him a message on there, even though he's not going to read it because he's such a douchey cunt. But just to be like, you're a complete piece of shit just for retweeting this. I think.
It wouldn't matter. Those people don't get it. It doesn't matter what you say. That's why I'm just kind of like ignoring that shit now. Because it's like, why? There's no point in fighting that fight because these people just seem to have some sort of chip on their shoulder and they're angry about something and I just don't give a shit about what it is.
Yeah, but you're with me on that, though, that tweet was garbage, though, right?
Oh, yeah, that's fucking bullshit.
I think that's, I have relatives and family that are veterans. I just think that's complete bullshit.
It's a whatever.
Cocksucker.
Asshole. Whatever. I don't
know. Asshole. I'm going to see him at Comic-Con.
Yeah, okay.
Devin Faraci, get ready for a sucker punch to the face.
I shouldn't bring old shit up, but there's stuff I'll tell you later.
After we're done recording.
I think you know about it, but yeah, apparently you're not the first.
To want to punch him in the face.
Yeah.
Doesn't surprise me. I'm not at all shocked by that.
But
he's the kind of little bitch that you'd punch him in the face and he'd run away and call, tell the cops.
It seems like all the bloggers lately, especially during Sundance and like with this Kevin Smith
douchebags.
They're all just being, I don't know. It's like, why are you all so angry? What is all this hate coming from?
I've lost interest in a lot of them.
Yeah, I have because of that. Because it's just like, you all are taking this way too seriously.
You guys write about movies and go to fucking sets for free.
Yeah. I even tweeted back to fucking Jamie because he said something, or they were talking back and forth about stuff, and I was just like, y'all need to calm down. It's like, come on, this stuff's y'all got to chill out. Your blood pressures are getting way too high for something like this. It doesn't make any sense to be this angry over, you know, what in the end is trivial shit. It's just it's just entertainment, people. It's just spectacle. It's.
I don't think I have you on Twitter.
Oh, really?
I don't think I do.
I don't even know what I'm under on Twitter.
Fucking bastard.
I'll have to find
it. Hiding from me.
It might be on my Facebook, actually.
Dead to me.
Yeah, well.
I just tweet about dumb shit.
Sometimes I use it, sometimes I don't. Like,
I usually use it when I think of funny things to say.
Yeah.
I don't tweet about how mad I am that some movie didn't make an Oscar nomination or something.
Yeah,
or about like I would strike bumper stickers.
Like if I'm going to use it for stuff like this, I would tweet like news and information, but I wouldn't. I'm not here to pontificate my freaking opinion. So, you know, on here, I guess you could say we are. But yeah, I mean, you can take it with a grain of salt all you want. It's just my subjective opinion. But I don't get angry about shit, and I don't like. I'm not. Like, some of these people seem to be, like, wishing bad things happen to these people. It's like, you blog on the internet. Get over yourself. I mean, really, just get over yourself and just have fun with it. Because otherwise, if you're being that nasty, you need to find another job.
Yeah. You know what I just got the other day? DC Universe Online.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about canceling my Gamefly subscription so I can pay for the monthly subscription.
Did you get it?
No, not yet.
If you do, you gotta, like, friend me on there.
Oh, I will.
I created a wicked-looking dude. I still haven't really figured it out because I've only played it twice, but I've created a wicked-looking dude. My last tweet was DC Universe Online. That is all.
Do you have it on PS3 or... on PC?
PS3.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was... people have been saying that, like, the action combat is much easier with the controller, so I figure I'd do that.
That's what I was thinking, that it would be.
I feel like it would get more mileage out of it, too, on the PS3.
Yeah.
Because PC games just come and go, so...
True.
Anyway, so... I guess that's it. That's it for this week.
Shut this bitch down.
Yeah.
But then I'm going to talk to you about something.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, bitches, we're out of here.
Later.